July weekend, just a couple of ticks away, and you'll be hearing that. In fact, some people already have heard the sound of fireworks. You know, in some areas, they celebrate all week long, and they have shows that start before the actual 4th. It's funny, you look back on how fireworks came about, and of course, you have to trace them all the way back to 7th century China. And still today, a lot of the fireworks come from China. So I hope wherever you are, you're enjoying a little bit of that eye candy, if not now, in the next couple of days. Kate Delaney hanging with you here across this great nation and beyond our borders. A big shout out to all the people listening to us in the UK, Europe, as well, other parts of Europe on Turquoise Radio and other sources too. I'm starting to get a lot of mail from Europe. In fact, in the past year, we've gotten a lot of mail, especially from the United Kingdom folks. Wonder how they feel about Ed Snowden's NSA leaking, in the sense that part of what was leaked is who was being spied on by the United States, the other countries. And it's funny because Francois Hollande from France reacted swiftly and was upset and furious, and the Germans are furious. They don't want to even have to deal with this trade thing coming up next week. But we didn't really hear much from England, and perhaps it's because they know all about the spy game. They're spying every which way that you can possibly imagine. Hey, here's a fast, fun fact for you, too, by the way, as I'm bouncing back to fireworks of a different sort. Did you know that 77,282 firework projectiles is the largest display, according to the Guinness Book of World Records? And that was launched for the 50th anniversary of Kuwait's constitution. So largest in history to date happened in November of 2012. Boy, I wonder how long that show would be. Just relax. There'll be a couple of intermissions. It is a 3.5-hour show. I'm thinking that it definitely lasted close to 2 hours. There's no question about that. Because to get all of those projectiles off, and I'm sure not all of them were aerial, but to get them all off, I bet it would have taken some time to light them all. You know, it's like that when you're waiting, you go through the fireworks and you see the flares and how it kind of spans out, and then you see the others that open up like flowers, and you know you don't want it to end, but you know you're getting close to the end, and there's sort of this pause in between because they're lighting all of the, if you will, rockets, boom, 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 especially really organized big shows, and then it just lights up the sky, and it's the coolest thing ever. But if you're close to where they're doing it, I mean, somewhere near it, you see that. You see it's just this quick thing, boom, 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 lighten them as fast as they can, and then they're up in the skies, and then it's time to pack it up, fight the crowds, and go home. But that's the only part where it's like, to me, it's like a symphony. So somebody is programming it, moving it along, and then there's the stopping point, and there's just a pause, a long pause, before they can get the rest of it off. I can tell you one place where they will not be setting off fireworks. You know where that is? Death Valley. There's no way that you would have any kind of a fireworks show in any part of Death Valley. I've talked about this now several times that I've been through there, and it is dry as a bone anyway. You look out the window. That's why they sometimes will film scenes out there when you can always tell when they're in Death Valley, but for certain reasons, for whatever it is, the scene that they're trying to show. But 129 degrees in Death Valley, that's what they're saying. They think it's going to top that. It's going to get into the 130s. 130. It's 130 and sunny out today. Don't take a lot of clothes with you. Make sure that you're soaked head to toe. And by the time you walk out the door and get to your car, you're probably going to be sweating and you'll be bone dry. I mean, that is nutty that it's that hot. And you know, it's not just there. Phoenix, we know, because we've talked about the firefighters. In Utah, same thing. They got a lot of heat there in the hundreds. And in Southern California, people are melting away, complaining because they're not used to that kind of heat. And so there have been some brutal people suffering from heat strokes, but brutal bursts of heat in areas like in Southern California where they aren't used to having them. That, yes, it can happen, but it's just not normally what they deal with. Coming up here in this hour of America tonight, boy, I hope a lot of you, if you are tired from the week, you're getting ready to go away, you have one eye open, you're sitting in the easy chair, you're listening to the show, and you're just kind of vegging, I hope you stay awake. I hope you are pumped to listen to this next interview, because I cannot wait to introduce you to Brian Fleming. And here's a guy who was, no kidding, blown up twice in Afghanistan, lived to tell the story, and now is helping other people. And you have to hear him. You have to hear him to get a sense of what he's doing. He talks to other guys who suffer with post-traumatic stress syndrome, people who were close to blowing their heads off, and he's been able to stop them, although he wants no credit for that. He feels as though he's privileged because he's fallen into doing what he's doing. But he went through some serious rehab after coming back from Afghanistan, and he's got a very, very interesting story to tell, and says that things are getting better. People are paying attention. The military is paying attention to the post-traumatic stress stuff, and they're not ignoring it anymore, and more people are talking about it, so it's not this hidden secret that nobody's mentioning. And we knew that. We knew there was more conversations. But he says it actually is pretty good, that there are people trying to focus on the problem, and he feels privileged that he's one of them that's out there relating, talking not just to vets, but other people who feel disenfranchised for, you know, whatever reason it might be. Quickly, this happened right under our noses as many people were getting out of town. In Washington, big news, shocking, red tape doesn't work. And the Obama administration couldn't figure out a way to cut it, so they pushed one of the key Obamacare insurance mandates. And it's the mandate that deals with employers having to have insurance for their employees or suffer fines. So they're putting that off until 2015. It's that requirement that employers offer health insurance. Very, very late on Tuesday, the Treasury Department posted it on the website saying that they were getting so many calls and complaints and people couldn't figure it out to do it. And, you know, the law is unworkable. That's what it is. And there have been so many businesses that have said that this is a crippling thing. The law requires companies that employ 50 or more workers to offer coverage or face fines. So now they don't have to worry about it till 2015. All right, hang around for Brian Fleming. He's next on America Tonight.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Weekend, and as we've said so often on this show, a tip of the cap to everybody who served and sacrificed so much in the current situations we have going on and the previous ones. Very excited about our next guest, Brian Fleming. He is a combat wounded veteran from the war in Afghanistan. In fact, Brian will tell us about it, but he was severely injured when a suicide bomber exploded just 3 feet away from him in Kandahar. We've talked to other people both in the situation now in Afghanistan and people who have come back before. And the great thing about Brian is he is amazingly inspiring and trying to empower other people about how extreme adversity can bring some positive things, looking for some positive things. And he is a leading authority on post-traumatic stress disorder. He's written several books, including Redeployed, and he's what we would call a resiliency coach. He travels to military bases across the world to monitor service members, or mentor them, not monitor them, mentor service members and veterans. And, Brian, we appreciate your service. We appreciate what you're doing for others, and thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, it's an honor. Thank you for having me. You know, it's because of people like you and your listeners who are open to this kind of thing that guys like me are no longer being spit on. And so that's why I genuinely say thank you, as we're so often told, thank you for our service. You know, in return, we thank you for supporting us and all that we do.
Oh, of course. Tell us, for you, you know, you go to Afghanistan, you have a certain idea in your mind. I would imagine you're close. I won't put words in your mouth, but you're close to the guys around you. What happened on the day when I just kind of gave a few details of what happened? Do you remember what that day was like?
Well, yeah, actually, I was blown up twice, and I walked away the first time miraculously from the vehicle. It blew up, set on fire, burned down to nothing. I had to pull one of my guys out who was half conscious. But the second one, a few months later, is the one that nearly killed me and severely injured me, and that was the one where the suicide bomber sat next to me in his minivan as I was in my vehicle, and he blew himself and his van into about 10,000 pieces that day. And, you know, that day was just a normal, hot, boring July day. It was probably 120, 125 degrees out, not a whole lot of action, and we were only about 2 miles from our destination when it took place.
2 miles away. So that happens, and after you're so close and the suicide bomber, you know, that it explodes as you just described, then take us through what happened to you next. What was your journey after that?
Well, I woke up in a ditch on the side of the road, burned and bloody, had fountain of blood pouring out of my face, second and third degree burns on both my hands, my face, and my neck. 14 months of treatment, reconstructive surgery, and rehabilitation in San Antonio at the burn center that the Army has there. And, you know, after just 5 or 6 months, people began asking me to come talk about what happened. And that was the real trigger of, I guess, my healing, my real healing, and moving forward beyond that situation.
What did you find when you started to talk to other people? As you said, it helped you. But what did you find you got from the people that you were talking to, the other guys, the other people that were in a similar situation?
Well, I'll tell you what the game changer was. This was the absolute key. It was this, what I'm about to tell you, was the one degree shift that changed the course of my life. I did it more as a favor. I went and spoke for somebody who asked me to come and just be a part of what they were doing. I didn't know they were going to ask me to speak. But when I arrived, this man who would later become my mentor, he asked me to get up on stage and take 2 or 3 minutes and tell people about myself. What I didn't realize when I accepted the invitation is that there are going to be 3,000 people in the audience. And what changed my life was seeing somebody else's life change. And to give you the quick version, a young lady walked up to me out of the blue, told me really in detail what she had just gone through. And I won't tell you what it was, but I'll say I felt fortunate to be hit by a suicide bomber when I heard about what she had gone through. But she tagged this on me, and she said, "You know, Brian," she said, "but if you can survive that," she said, "if you can get through all that," she said, "I think I can get through what I'm going through." And for the first time in my life, all the pain, the hell, the razor blades and the burn treatment where they scraped my skin off my body while I was still awake and conscious, all of that pain now became purpose-driven, because that comment did for me what nothing had ever done for me. No element of medicine, no pill had ever made me feel the way that did. And that really set my life in a new course, and it gave me a reason for living and a reason for everything happening, and I'm still living that purpose, and I've never had a better life since almost losing it.
That's great. Brian, when you take that, what you learned there, and when you take that message, and as I mentioned, you travel all over the place, what is it that keeps, so that obviously keeps you going. What is it, do you think, the other people you're trying to reach out to, what is it that they're trying to grab onto? Because it's got to be an undescribable thing to go through when we're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, one of the things with the military guys, and I've been asked this numerous times, and this is more in a private setting or a private message, you know, in an email or a social networking site, but I've had a number of people ask me, you know, "I went through this, you went through something similar. Why is it that you're able to do what you do and get past some of this stuff, and I'm having such a hard time?" And I can't really say that I had any sort of advantage. I could say I had mentors who came into my life, and I'm now that for other people, because that was one of the keys. But also, I've told my story so many times now. I've relived that experience so many times now, not for the purpose of talking about it or talking about me, but with the intent of helping other people who I know are sitting in my audience who need some sort of hope. I mean, I've talked to people down off of suicide. I had a friend who put a gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger, and it misfired. And then he told me 2 weeks later what he had done and how he believes he's here for a reason now. And he and I are great friends. And you know, it's just, I would say when it comes to PTSD, I'm not going to explain the whole scientific jargon behind it, but basically I've revisited my experience so many times now that I would say I've become so familiar with it that it no longer has a lot of those lingering effects on me that it once, you know, perhaps did. And I think that for me, at least, I can only speak for me, that was one of the major keys.
You got to find a way to
have that outlet.
Yeah. If somebody listening to you right now is going through that, what would you, and believe me, we've taken those calls, I've gotten those emails and tried to funnel them in the right direction. What would you tell them to try to talk them off the ledge?
Well, first of all, I'd tell them that, you know, things do get better. I mean, the reason people commit suicide is because they lose hope. And hope is the greatest enemy of suicide. And that's one of the reasons I wrote, you know, the book Redeployed that just came out a couple months ago, because it was for people like that. And all they really need is someone to relate to. They need someone who they know at least has been close to their situation and has made it. And that's really, I guess, one of the blessings in my life, I guess I could say, of having all the horrible, bad things happen to me, because it's given me credibility with a lot of people who otherwise probably wouldn't listen to me. And, you know, I mean, I have a website called blownupguy.com now, just because I've learned to have a little fun with it. I've moved beyond that phase. And I wasn't always beyond that phase.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't even do it to be funny. I just did it so people could remember who I was, because they kept asking me, hey, aren't you that guy who got blown up? And, of course, I would tell them, yes, me and about, you know, 10, 20,000 other guys. But, yes, I do have a website called that. And yeah. And we all have coping mechanisms, and humor has been one of mine. And you just got to identify those. And I talk about that in the book, too.
Yeah. Do you, in seeing what you saw and seeing other people go through the same thing, if we're even talking just military folks, do you think now that people are more aware of that, is there enough being done, or no, we're a far cry away from that?
As far as the military and what people are doing, I think there is more being done now than has ever been done. And I was recently on Fox News, and I told them that the same question. I think now there's being more done than ever, but at the same time, I don't think you could ever do enough. And I don't say that because I'm a military guy or a veteran and I want somebody to do something for me. I say that because less than half of 1% of this nation is carrying the burden of this war on our shoulders. And, for people to support you when you come home and you know, help you with opportunities and moving beyond some of those experiences has been incredibly helpful. I mean, we saw a Vietnam generation go way downhill because of how, you know, the experiences they had over there, and then they came home and people spit on them. Well, like I said in the beginning of this call, like, people like you are the reason that isn't happening. And it's giving guys like me an opportunity not to spit on or cursed out or abandoned, but it's given us career opportunities. It's given us opportunities to help other people. It's given us opportunities to share our experiences to make this country a better place.
Brian Fleming, you enjoy the 4th of July with your family. Keep on doing what you do, buddy. Go pick up his book, Redeployed. And, again, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Absolutely. BlownUpGuy.com is where they can get it. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide qualified customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Coming up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, a Where Are They Now moment or two. Plus, we're going to check the mail before we hit the final stretch here on this hour anyway of ATN. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can certainly do that. I thought that was an interesting conversation with Brian Fleming. He was so on the money. Just you could tell he was so authentic talking about what happened to him and saying that he feels fortunate that he's able to go out there and help people and that there's actually that role for him, which is funny because I feel the opposite way, and I bet many people he encounters feel the opposite way as well. He is definitely a shining example of the power of belief and how you can pull yourself up from some tragic, tragic circumstances. Anyway, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Stacy's out there in Mississippi listening. Hey, Stacy, how you been?
All right, darling, you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
What I was wondering is, I don't know, gentlemen, there's some Flemings from Bay Springs, where I'm from, that was there, too. I don't know if he's one of them, but Bob Fleming's sons. But anyway, like these guys go out in these SUVs, Hummers or whatever, and get blew up and everything. How come the government can't have, it's not an army tank, but a heavy thing that the wheels or the tracks or whatever is way heavier and everything to go in front of them unmanned, like remote controlled or whatever, unmanned, and go in front of them in case there's a landmine with no men unmanned, to make sure there ain't any landmines instead of men going out there in vehicles. I know they send men out there in vehicles, but no, they're in front of them. Good God. They're taking human lives. Aren't they seeing something out there? It's almost like an army tank, in front of them, but something that can't hardly be blew up.
Stacey, let me interrupt you. I agree with you. There is something that they created. They have like a steel cage around it now, and they keep trying to improve on that. But the problem is the costs, and the costs are crazy to have to be able to put together what you're saying, which I think is ridiculous. You send people into this cockamamie battle where kids are blowing themselves up. Their hands are really tied when it comes to the rules of engagement, and then look what happens. I mean, I agree. I think it's tragic what's out there.
Before you cut me off, because I know you cut me off in a heartbeat, the money's been spent on Obama's trips all over the world would buy one. Now, think about it.
Yeah, we'd buy. No, I agree with you. We're blowing money. It's like on that initiative in Africa, and I believe in helping the people and the electricity and all that stuff, and I know some of it's through private money. But $7 billion, and look at the money that we give to other nations and how we help other people, but we don't help our own guys in these situations where we've had to have cutbacks. You know, Stacey, absolutely. You're 100% right. How can they live with that and put their heads on the pillow at night when they're in the Defense Department, knowing that they have, in some cases, shoddy equipment?
And we got a guy in office that's cutting down on the military and everything, and cutting down on us drilling and everything else to have to buy from other people for our gas costs more. I mean, which he's supposed to be gone anyway, but he's making so many laws that I can't get into all those. You know what I mean?
Stacey, see, I did not cut you off. There you go.
I was trying to say it before you did.
I wasn't going to cut you off. I wasn't going to cut you off, my friend. I'm glad you made your points. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. I think that it's wrong what we've done as far as militarily some of the equipment. You know, and this is like the arguments with the drones. Okay, so people say, well, collateral damage in the drones, it's immoral, and why should we operate these drones? And then they hit innocent people. That's happened when you're trying to take out Taliban members or other folks. But the drones cut down on the casualties of our troops if we're sending a drone in to take out what we believe to be a hiding spot for Taliban folks. So, you know, and we know that with some of the materials for the equipment, some of the armor, remember there were a lot of mothers that were raising money and trying to send armor over to their sons because they weren't getting what they thought was the right kind of stuff that they needed. And it's the same thing with the vehicles that Stacey's talking about. In fact, I know it. It's a cage that goes over the front of it, goes around it to try to prevent some of what's happened with the blast from the IEDs, which is, of course, this nasty piece of business. And you heard Brian Fleming talking about it, just very matter of fact. Okay, well, you know, then this guy pulls up and he's in a van and poof, and then it blows up and there you go. He's right there. He's in the middle of it and he's barely surviving. He said he was covered in blood and has to go through massive rehab. These are some of the stories that you don't hear because they're kind of glossed over as to what happened in Afghanistan and before that, what happened in Iraq, but really in Afghanistan, because it did happen there, but in Afghanistan it was that, I think it was that much rougher in a sense because of what had happened with the rules of engagement, because of some of the areas where the soldiers were going, and because of the techniques, the tactics of Al-Qaeda or Taliban, who know, as an American soldier, a kid jimmy-rigged up, a cart in a marketplace, all that kind of stuff, they're not stopping it. They're not seeing it. They're not stopping it. They don't have eyes in the back of their head. So, I mean, the good news in that conversation with Brian is the fact that he's the example. He's showing people going into hospitals and talking to all kinds of different people that have even post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they're not somebody who came back from Afghanistan. He's going out there and showing them, listen, you can do this, and here's what happened to me, and here's how you can get through this, and giving them some hope, and as many people as he can touch, the better. And I hope there are many more Brians out there doing that, because when we see those crazy suicide rates, it just makes you kind of get that pinch in your heart that you feel. And it's just like he said there, too, this is one of those wars, unless your family's touched by it or unless you're talking about it, covering it, hearing it, thinking about it, for a lot of people, it's, oh, yeah, we're still in Afghanistan. And it's not, I don't think it's an intentional thing. It's just the way that this war has been portrayed. It's the way it's been covered. It's all of that. And it doesn't hit home with Americans until, in some cases, they know somebody who's been injured or hurt. And we get to give a shout out and a lighter moment here for a quick second for a Cincinnati Reds pitcher who threw a no-hitter. In fact, his second career no-hitter. Isn't that wild? It's like people who get holes in one and how, I mean, it's kind of a stretch, a little bit different of an analogy, but, you know, a person gets a hole in one, a tough hole, then 2 years later they get another hole in one. Then they end up having how many in their career? In the case of Homer Bailey, here he throws his second no-no in 10 months, the first of the majors this season, 3-0 his Cincinnati Reds beating the Giants. He's the third Reds pitcher, because there's all kinds of history in baseball, with one no-hitter. He joined Jim Maloney and Johnny Vandermeer as still the only big leaguer to toss two in a row. Two in a row, he was able to do that. So there was like 27,000 fans, something like that. And they were screaming his name when he finished it off. Boy, that'd be a moment, wouldn't it? Can you imagine if he didn't finish it off and they're on their feet? It's that, you know, it's those last couple of innings where it has to grab you and your adrenaline's flowing. And he finished it off by getting Brandon Crawford on a high comebacker. So, boom, right back to him at the mound. That's the comebacker. And then he struck out Tony Abreu and got Blanco on a grounder to third. So, boom, I mean, that's the way to do it. And nobody let him down around him, thank goodness. So he gets the no-no. And that's pretty exciting stuff. That means they will presumably take one of the balls that he used to pitch with, put it in the Hall of Fame, and now he's got two in there. And he's in forever in the record books as somebody who pitched not just one, but pitched two no-hitters. And it was a pretty crowded, rocking night, and the fans were appreciative. And I'd say that's a great way to cap off the first half of the season, because we're coming upon that point in the season where we're almost at the All-Star break. And this is that, you know, this is, well, more than the halfway point, but feels like it's always kind of the halfway point in the minds of a lot of people where we are in baseball when you think of how long that season is. I mean, it's such a marathon to get there at the end. So many games, so many series. And now if you're not an All-Star, there's a little bit of a break, and then it's back to the business of chasing the playoffs. And the Giants have just been horrific after winning two World Series in, what, a handful of years. But now they're in this situation where they're struggling. Their pitching is terrible. So there they face this great pitcher who is just shutting them down on the other side of things. All right, speaking of being shut down, we're going to talk a little bit about Ed Snowden. In fact, we're going to check the mail. A lot of you still, Snowden, the whistleblower, on your minds. And it's either thumbs up or thumbs down. There's no in-between with this audience. A lot of you still think he's being jobbed and railroaded and should be allowed back into the United States. So I'm heading down to the mailroom. I'll meet you there. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Like it, doesn't it? People are already punching out. If they're not doing it physically, people are certainly doing it mentally. It's one of those weeks where often you'll see stringing a couple of days together and pushing it out to a week. And it's just one of those. It's just one of those weeks where halfway through you hit hump day and people are out. I mean, they are checked out. I wonder if they're. There's no way to measure this, of course, across the board, but I'd love to see it. The productivity levels when you hit that, when you hit the Wednesday or the day before 4th of July for the people that are still left behind. In fact, I was talking to my sister-in-law about this. She works for the Home Shopping Network. You know, they have this crazy compound down there in Florida, and it's, I think, like 2,000 people work there because of all the stuff behind the scenes and everything. And they... I mean, that is a corporate deal. You know, what I would say, they're just pushing it the entire time. And she said it's kind of like when you're a kid in grade school, they get a little email that says, okay, we can leave at 3 o'clock. The company gives you 3 o'clock on off. So they get, you know, 2 hours early to bolt out to be able to celebrate on the 4th of July. Some of you told me actually about your plans for the 4th. Some took the opportunity to bag on Snowden and to praise him. And this is the same thing we keep getting for the past 3 weeks. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes.
He and checked this... out, too.
Everybody's checking out. Are you checked out, America? If you're still listening to me, give me a call. I want to know. We're in this unofficial survey thing here.
I officially checked out on Sunday.
Oh, I know. I know. I can hear your voice. Hello. It's like Marge Simpson. Get her there.
It's more of a Patty and Selma, I think.
Patty and Selma. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Okay, this one from Adam, who says, yo, Ms. Delaney, America Tonight listeners. I really wrestle with this whole thing with Edward Snowden, and at first I thought he was pretty heroic. Grabs the documents, flees to Hong Kong, ha-ha, in your face, NSA. Then he dumps a bunch of the classified materials, and the world is shocked and horrified, even though they know we all spy on each other. And all of us are shocked and horrified, even though, as you have pointed out several times, that information is there for the taking. We knew it was going on, but perhaps we didn't know the depth of the trampling of our civil liberties. And in the end, I came up with a much different conclusion. He had classified docs. He wasn't working in the private sector. There are avenues to go through, even if he believed that he would be shut down. I think he certainly could have done it in the United States. So to me, he overestimated and overplayed his hand, and he'll pay the price. Don't you think? Well, you're listening to some of the things that I've been saying. You're right. I think, Adam, that he overplayed his... I think he overplayed his hand. That, you know, here's what we don't know. You never know somebody's motives. Is this just a guy who, you know, he's a computer guy, he gets these good... keeps getting these good gigs, and he gets contracted out where he's working with the NSA, and it really does make him ill when he starts to see, wow, look at all these... look what they're doing. They're tapping all these numbers. They're just, this is just like one big dumpster dive of information, and this is wrong. And then look at this codes over here, and look what's happening overseas. And I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to do it. I'm going to risk it all. I'm going to take off, and I'm going to leak this out to people who I know will be sympathetic, and we'll print it and talk about it. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be the Bradley Manning of the private world. I'm a contractor. I was a contractor for the NSA. I had access, and I took that access and I ran with it. But the problem is, as any good lawyer will tell you, right, wrong, or whatever. I mean, can we argue that some of the laws are ridiculous, or that it's not fair, or that really, truly, this doesn't fit the Espionage Act? Yeah, here's the bottom line. He did have classified info. So he did dump that out there. He did risk it. And did he know that he was doing that? Was it okay? And he said, I don't care. And does he want to come back and realize that he's going to be thrown in prison? He realizes that. That's why he's releasing that information through his father, saying the conditions to be met. I want to be tried where I think I get a fair trial and all this stuff. I mean, he's done. His ship has sailed, my friends. He's gotten his 15 minutes plus. We look like idiots in the United States, like one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing, although that's not news to many of us if we're going to be cynical about it and honest. I mean, the frustrations of our government, we have them, right? You air them all the time on the show. So, but now that's across for the world to see, and how much does that weaken us? I mean, you know, we're the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, and to some of you that might not mean much. You say, well, you know, what does that mean? What it means is that when I grew up, I wasn't thinking, really. I wasn't practicing, because I'm younger than that age. I wasn't practicing duck and cover. I wasn't really thinking I was going to see a mushroom cloud over my head. I wasn't freaking out about that and worried about that and sweating it out, because I really believed that, you know what, we are big and bad, and we got a big stick, and we're okay here. And we're helping other people, and we're trying to do what we can do. You know, never leave a man behind, but we can only do so much. Now, I don't believe that. Can we really trust the government with our lives, with to protect our information? The answer is no. But for Snowden's part, even if he raised the level of awareness for some people, the gate is shutting down on him. Julian Assange cannot do anything to help him. I mean, he can't. He can arm him with his own lawyers and all that kind of stuff. But what are the chances that he gets out of this? I'm going to say zero to none. Zero to none. And now Russia's saying, forget about it. Putin's taken away his power because the president of Russia is saying, hey, 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 you know, classified information, that can't happen. If you want to seek asylum here in Russia, you can stay, but you have to shut your mouth. And so now he's saying, no, he won't seek asylum in Russia because he knows the power is in the information that he's dropping. And that's what he's holding on to, and that's his power stick. And that power stick is going to go away, especially if he comes back to the United States, obviously. So seeking asylum, he leaked classified docs. It's the one thing you have to remember. Did he do some of us a favor? Yeah. Did he do himself a favor? No, he didn't. All right, let's take another one here. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Edward Snowden to me is a hero. I don't understand why so many people are trying to put him in this box and saying that he needs to go to prison and he leaked classified documents. What if you came across things that you knew were dead wrong and they were classified material from the government? Would you try to get the word out to people, and would you not be concerned about what was happening to yourself for doing that? Well, if the question is posed to me, the answer is that I'm not in that position. But if I'm in the position of a journalist or talk show host, which I am, and I had information, I would try to, I would get sources on the information, and I would, yeah, I would break a story if I could break the story, verify it, and whatever. But that's different from his situation where he is working directly, which is why Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, he's working directly for the government as a contractor. You know, and ultimately it changes the game because the NSA is humiliated. They change their passwords. They double up on the amount of people that have to handle the classified documents. So once again, how do we operate in crisis? Whenever there's a crisis, we change. That's what we do. We become a nation of chameleons. That's what we are, a nation of chameleons. Remember, if you had any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.